the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Yes, the next guest on Joe Rogan could be the current President of the United States, Donald Trump, and the man who wants to be the next one, Joe Biden. In a tweet, Trump welcomes the idea of a four-hour debate with Rogan in his studio. He doesn't mention the presence of weed, though. Spotify has hired Jean Chi to oversee podcast deals for the company. She comes from Paramount Pictures. Podcast deals like the one given to Joe Rogan made the stock value in Spotify jump by more than 50%. Advertising on podcasts more than doubles your money, according to new data from Podsites, giving an average return of $2.42 for every dollar spent. Anchor says it's cracking down on stolen podcasts after Podnews broke a story last month that many top podcasts were being pirated on the service. The copycats, Mike Mignano says, found a workaround in Anchor's detection system, according to the story. We've reported a separate loophole to the company. Cabana, Ad Large's podcast studio, will be in the next Triton Digital Podcast Metrics report for the US, the companies have announced. Cabana has over 165 podcasts. Podcast host Art19 has announced more tools for podcast monetization, including international sales, attribution tracking, and support for VAST. NPR got into podcasting because of a chance discussion in the staff canteen, according to Eric Newsom, who's written a piece about the history of podcasting at the broadcaster. Podpage has added a voicemail feature to its podcast websites, both free and paid. Listeners can leave voicemail, which is then sent to podcast hosts. Sasai, a super app for Africa that includes digital payment, ride-hailing, instant messaging, and a Wi-Fi finder, has added podcasts to its service. As well as listening to many different shows, it also acts as a podcast host. Some indie shows are earning five-figure annual run rates on Red Circle, says CEO Mike Kadin, responding in a Reddit query. Earplug claims it's the UK's first PR agency focused solely on podcast promotion. They offer packages to launch and promote individual shows. And the Australian Podcast Awards has announced their partners for 2020. We're one of them, and I am an organiser. And in podcast news, On Oxford Road presents the Divided States of Media tomorrow. Is Katie Herzog, a host of Blocked and Reported. I'm totally free, she says, because I'm not dependent on a paycheck from anybody else. Our podcast is funded totally through Patreon, so we don't have corporate sponsors yet. Our funders are all fans of the show. Nice if you can. And For the Love of Podcast has Podnews' editor, James Cridland, that's me, as a guest. The show promises trends, misconceptions, advice, and this aloof British accent. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.